town or it's the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden, exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Welcome back to this segment of the Hagman and Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman, and with Joe Hagman. Again, something I like to call America's premier father-son investigative reporting team, growing by leaps and bounds. The Hagman and Hagman Report, heard worldwide right here on the Global Star Radio Network, also live on YouTube. Hey, $60,000. $60,000. Transgender teacher wins $60,000.
Oh, this is great.
For being called she. See.
Instead of they.
Okay. Here's the situation, real quick. A fifth grade teacher at the Gresham Barlow School in Oregon, only in Oregon, okay, who was born a female but transgendered into a male, won $60,000. From the school district after complaining of being called a lady.
Her colleagues refused to call her
they. And referred to as she in a harassing manner by fellow educators. Let me tell you something, all right? I would not call this woman a lady. Just me. You ain't no lady. You want to sue me?
I mean, in what universe, galaxy, Twilight episode is this law, is case precedent for this?
$60,000, right?
Obviously, the judge had a good payday.
See, okay, so here's how the story reads. Leo Sowell, S-O-E-L-L, a fifth grade teacher who was born a female, complained coworkers used she and lady and Miss Sowell repeatedly. Instead of the preferred masculine terms, which were made known after a coming out as a transgender last September, it complained of being harassed, misgendered. What the hell is that? Okay, you're either a dude or I don't know. Apparently not today.
Okay, is this her?
No, that's your mama. No. Oh,
that was a picture from yesterday.
Oh man. That is Obama's selection for what is it? The
faith-based initiative for transgender. It's some kind of faith-based initiative. For LGBT communities.
See, and as part of this settlement, too, district leaders in Oregon agreed to build a gender-neutral restroom, or gender-neutral restrooms, plural, at the Gresham Barlow schools within 3 years. Are you kidding me? So taxpayers are paying for this.
Well, see, that's discriminatory. To build gender neutral.
Well,
you know, that's what they say.
All right. So to everyone who said we spent way too much time talking about this issue, all right, you know what? What I was thinking, I can't say.
I mean, we really have spent too much time talking about it, but it's not because we want to.
Well, we'll see.
It's because it's being put out there. It's being like the lady who called in the last hour who talked about our words,
right,
having meaning, right.
And that's so important when we talk about the language and don't you? I mean, these millennials, these young kids, you know, snot nose, green behind the ears, kids who type with their thumbs, who can't structure coherent sentences, who don't know how to write in cursive.
What's cursive? I'm kidding.
What do you do? I mean, really? And then, but see, we're raising a whole generation of morons. And you wonder why I'm sitting here with my head in my hands. Okay. All right.
Let's go.
Wait. One more thing. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, look. One thing, please keep your eyes and ears on this. And I'm not sure how many people are talking about this, but Brexit, Brexit, British exit from the European Union. You might think it's a small deal. It's occasionally just talked about in the media, but, understand this is a huge deal. And it's actually being propagated. The sentiment is being managed by young people. Here's the deal. The UK, Great Britain, is in the European Union. Not a good deal for the UK. They want out. But a majority still aren't sure if they're going to bother to turn out for the vote on June 23rd. See, there's a Brexit. Thank you. Referendum. But, the 18 to 34 demographic are really, you know, a key element in the fight about whether the UK should get out of the European Union. Yeah, not so sure. Isn't it interesting that demographic worldwide, all right, is the demographic that is adherent to the social engineering, or I should say is affected by the social engineering. They type with their thumbs, they got their earbuds in, and they look at an iPhone all day, and they can barely get out of their mama's or grandma's basement, and they say idiotic things on the internet, and they riot and protest at the Trump rallies because they're paid and, you know, programmed to do just that. And programming, by the way, both neuro-linguistic programming as well as social, well, as well as mind control. And don't automatically think, when I say mind control, don't go out there and think, oh my gosh, this guy's lost it. Mind control is a scientifically proven tactic.
It's advertising.
Yeah, you got mind control for Madison Avenue, the, you know, Bernays, as Paul McGuire talks about. So understand that the subjective information that these young people are receiving, just like a young child, an adolescent teenager, for example, and this is something that people should be aware of. Okay, for example, at age 14, when you reach the age of 14, and then that seems to be the age where young people are most influenced by sounds, songs, well, especially songs. I'll just leave it at that, because most people can relate to that. By that age, you make a conscious decision which songs, for example, you like and relate to, that evoke emotional responses in your later teens and throughout your life. That sets the stage. So at age 14, that is the critical time. So much of what we see are targeted to the year before, like 13 and 14, but leading up to age 14 in the demographics. So the reason I mention this is because we are seeing the social engineering by the Tavistock Institute, by these, and even by the NGOs, through the United Nations and through Tavistock and CFR. And I know all of these are not related directly to the songs and stuff, but I guess what I'm saying is the programming here, the social and mental programming to this age group is so critical for people to understand. So they're the ones, but the 18 to 34 demographic, when you actually hit that 14 and then think back 4 years ago, they're now 18, or think back 10 years ago, now they're 24. They're in that demographic, which now is active in things like the UK thing.
Mm-hmm. Brexit.
No, that's it. So, now in contrast to younger voters, 8 out of 10 people are saying, look, they're certain to vote. They want to leave the UK. So, but it's all programming, and understand that this was not by accident. But watch very carefully the June 23rd vote about the UK leaving the European Union. It is so extremely important. And over in the run up to the 23rd of June, we're going to be talking more and more about this. But you don't hear too much about this, which this goes hand in hand with the TPP, the TPIP, and the various other initiatives. Don't forget GATT and NAFTA.
Yeah.
Clintonian initiatives, as well as George W. and George H.W. Bush initiatives prior to Clinton and subsequent to Clinton, and various globalist organizations. And you had Hillary Clinton, of course, a major part of it as well. You know, there it is. So, all right. I just want to get that out there and make sure people understand that.
You know, this story, children are very suggestible, and we know the system's coming. NBC, your children will be microchipped sooner rather than later.
Over my dead carcass.
An NBC News report that promotes the microchipping of children asserts that it will happen sooner rather than later, and that Americans will eventually accept the process as something just as normal as the barcode.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you can find that story at Infowars.com. Also,
it's coming. It's coming. You are going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to make a decision whether you will take that mark. And I'm going to tell you, it's not like taking a card with a chip in it.
No, it's not. It's going to come with more than, it's going to be more than a mark.
There are going to be a hell of a lot of Christians out there that are going to be clueless. And not only clueless, but statistics.
Let's go back to the phones. We got some first-time callers on the line. Debbie in Colorado. First-time caller, you're live.
Hey, we can.
Oh, can you hear me? Yes, I'm Debbie, and I'm calling from Colorado. Yes, it's my first time I've called you, but I've been listening to you for a while, and it hasn't been like for a long amount of time I've been listening to you, but yet I have because... I mean, listen to this, because I've gotten on the computer and listened to your shows from back. I've gone back a little bit. I so much, very much enjoyed Ted Brower when he was on the other day with Health Masters. I was listening to that. I have some health issues, so I was very interested in what he was saying. I did an order from him, and I ordered some of those purple sticks. Okay, they're going to be delivered tomorrow. I remember what you said the other day about, I think you were talking to him, Douglas, about the purple sticks and something about organic chicken broth. I don't remember what you said clearly about that. I have to re-listen. I don't even know how to use the purple sticks. How do you mix it with water? What do you do with the purple sticks?
Yeah, well, what you do is they come in like a, it's a powder. It comes in a kind of like a paper tube. It's just a pot.
Oh,
you
yeah,
just
like
cut the tube up.
Stick.
Yeah, exactly. And you just mix it with water. And that's it. I mean, and it's,
that's
you can, it, look, it makes a difference. The purple sticks, what I like to do is, drink one in the morning, and then I might have another one in the afternoon. It really makes a difference in terms of your energy level, your mental acuity, And actually, I had just had underwent some tests and had some blood drawn, and a full metabolic panel. Which, since I've been doing the purple sticks and the nutritional supplements, it's really made a big difference in my numbers. So it's pretty interesting.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I ordered some vitamins and some different things, and I'm looking forward to that coming. That'll be here tomorrow. I'm very glad. But I also wanted to tell you, some of your other people that you get on your program, I very much enjoy them. I'm listening to the Whole Tones, right? In the morning before I do Bible study, I'm listening to the Whole Tones in the background. And, you know, that is great, you know, for Michael Tyrell. I mean, really, seriously, I got you guys all on my prayer list. I pray for you guys. Just God's blessings over you guys. In this, I know just what Steve Coyle said. One time he said this, and I'll never forget this. He said how the devil prowls around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, but the people who are prayed over, he can't get those people. So, wow, awesome. Doesn't that bring your mind to want to pray for everybody?
Sure.
Well, I just have to pray for everybody. And, you know, it's good. And then when you see people after you've been praying for them and you hear, oh, this good thing has happened to me. Oh, the Lord helped me in this situation I have. Isn't that, that's wonderful. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. You're so loving your people and showing them. And we just all at this time, especially where this world is just like upside down, it's just all the way going topsy-turvy here. We need to keep in prayer. The Lord will see us through, but we have to keep strong with Him. We have to have our relationship good with Him. And then I really, really liked the other day when Tom Horn was on with you guys. The things that he was talking about, I mean, the man knows stuff. You listen to him, it's like, wow. I don't know, guys.
Yeah, I had to actually listen to that program again. Tom Horn was really right on the money with what he was. I mean, just wow, the information coming from Tom Horn and Steve Coyle both. Wow,
it's just the things that they know, and it really it's what we need to know these days. I was listening to back. I think it was last December. I was listening to a recording where you guys talked to Billy Crone with Pastor Billy Crone. I met Pastor Billy Crone here in Colorado Springs. He was at a conference at the Marriott, and I think he's going to be there again coming this summer. But anyway, so he was talking about some good stuff then, but nothing like what he was talking about with you, the drones. He didn't talk about that back then, that the drone thing, just the amount of drones that are going to be in the air, how they can attack us, how they can kill us. I mean, I never knew that. I never had thought about that until he brought it out.
You know, Debbie, there are armed... speaking of regular-sized drones or drones that one would normally think of as opposed to the micro-nano drones, I can tell you right now, and people may not believe this, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else, flying over our skies in the United States are armed drones. And if people don't, people may say, oh, you can't prove it. No, I can't prove it. I cannot prove that. Except from what I hear from people on the inside saying, there are armed drones that can actually shoot bullets, bombs, whatever you want to call them, but you know, can actually kill you. Now, having said that, the other drones that Pastor Crone talked about, we're in for it. I mean, we are in for it.
When he was talking about, too, how they're going to be looking, the government will be looking for the people joining in the Army, the ones who've been playing all of this Xbox and all this game things, and they know how to handle those remote controls, because those remote controls type, that's the ones that they're going to use to maneuver these drones. Type of equipment. And then when I'm like, wow, these days you can't get people off, even grown men, even grown women, you can't get them off of playing these games. I mean, and wow, these games are like, they have some really, from what I've heard, they're really intense. There's a lot of killing ones. I've heard about killing zombie ones, and you know, seriously, you know, I didn't know before, why were they making all of these games? How can people really think that is just the ultimate fun? But I think in the end, when I think it's going to be against the law to even be a Christian during the tribulation.
Absolutely.
And So I think the killing the zombies, I think we're going to be considered zombie looking as Christians for the ones that are still here. And I believe we're going to be hunted down. In that time, we'll be gone. I don't believe we're going to be here in the tribulation. And I really believe we're not, because I don't believe the Lord God, the first Jesus said that it is all finished. Our sins have already been paid for. What would be the sense of him leaving us here to be battered, bruised, and beaten on earth during this tribulation time when God is the one doing the punishing to the people? The Bible tells us that in, I think it's Nehemiah 1:2, I think it said God reserved his wrath for his enemies. And so
I agree with you. I don't believe we're going to be here for God's wrath. Now that's different. That's different. Yeah. God's wrath is different than Satan's tribulation for me, anyway.
But I do too. I believe that. Oh, I was going to say, but I do believe that there's going to be Christians here that are Christians even after the fact. They've accepted Jesus, but it was too late. But they don't want to take the mark. Or maybe they were Christians on this side, but they were just straddling the fence. They wanted to live for the world with one leg on that side and one leg over here for God, and they couldn't make a good decision. You know what? You either have to get on one side or the other. I mean, you can't stay in the middle. You have to get out of the world. Not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying people have to get out of the world and have a good relationship with the Lord.
The scripture
we're
you referred to.
We're not going to always have tomorrow. We don't know when he'll come, but we don't always have tomorrow. We could die. No. We could get hit by a bus, and then where would we be going? We have to get out of the world. So many people don't want to. And then what you were reading about that lady and talking about the microchipping of her child, she's okay with that, she said. It's like, excuse me, read your Bible, lady. Revelation 13 talks about those who take the mark, those who take the microchip, the mark of the beast. It doesn't say microchip. It says the mark of the beast. Those who take the mark will not get into heaven. They will not. And I believe that's because their DNA changes. I think it was Ellie Marzulli who said that our DNA changes with that mark or whatever it is that, you know,
I believe that to be the case, yeah. I believe that to be the case. And if you like Ted Brewer, by the way, he's going to be on Friday with us going over some very extremely important geopolitical news as well this coming Friday. So we need to up his time with us. Go ahead.
Good. And then, you know what, I so much enjoyed when you had the Bundy women on there. As a matter of fact, right now I'm wearing my Bundy T-shirt.
There you go. They're great ladies.
They sound great. I have to get a T-shirt that said the Hagmans.
We got one for you. So if you go to HagmanReportStore.com, we'll ship you one out. So HagmanReportStore.com, shameless plug.
No, I liked it. And then you know what in the store, what you have that I really like, it's that light thing that can, in the case of an emergency, that magnet can stick up on the top of your car to show people that you're in that car and you need help.
Yes.
I just think it's a cool, and the price is cheap, very cheap.
Yeah, it is. And we're doing our best to populate the store with items that not only spread the word but about our show, but also help people. And that beacon is really kind of a neat article. Thanks for mentioning that. It can save your life.
Yeah. And you know what? And I want to let you guys talk more. I talk a lot, so I just didn't want to shut up because
I've learned
so much. Hey, no, it's not my time. It's your show. It's your time. I'm very much enjoying being on your show tonight, and I thank you for your show. Very good. And for everything that you put on here, it's the things that you put on here, it has value to people. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. The things that you put on here are not just worthless. It's not just worthless stuff.
Well, you know, where else are you going to get in the alternative media or in the media, where else are you going to get Tom Horn talking about the Sybil prophecies relative to the Antichrist, for example, in the Vatican relative to the Antichrist. Not too many places. Not obviously, no. There are places, but not too many places. So we like to bring forth people that have the expertise and knowledge about things that are germane to our current situation and what could be more applicable to what, you know, what's taking place today and things like that. So, and then you brought things up too about the chip and everything, about the drones. Look, this is all facing us, but it's all wall to wall coverage of the elections, which is nothing more than theatrics. So thank you for putting the exclamation point after our topics. We appreciate that.
No, yes, and I really wish that the people would get and look into your past shows. They can get so much out of it. If they like a speaker, if there's one speaker, whoever it is, you know, Dave Hodges, whoever it is, if there's a speaker that they like, they can go back and click on the past where that person has spoke and listen to what they were saying. The topics that they had then, pretty much it's all getting rolled into what's going on now. They just had a little bit of a forewarning on what's going on now. Do you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
And they bring that. And,
well,
and you know
you,
what?
Kendall. Yes.
Oh, sure. What? I thank you guys so much. And I'll get off so other callers can get on. But I just want to tell you, God bless you guys so much for what you're doing. God is blessing you. And I will keep praying for you guys. Don't forget, you're being prayed for. The devil may prowl around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, but he's not going to devour you guys. I'm praying for you. Praying for you and your families. I am. God bless you. And God bless your wives, too, because I know good men need good wives by their side, and I know that.
Boy, you got that right. Yeah, thank you so much. My wife's an angel. You know, she has to be to put up with me. So, God bless you. Debbie, thank you so much. Debbie from Colorado, God bless you as well.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Before we move on to the next... Okay, thank you. Before we go on to the next caller, I want to mention, I don't know how many people saw this. If this is your first rodeo here, okay, well, you might think, well, this is a big deal. Did you see in the mirror, in the UK mirror, where... there was the ISS filmed this mystery missile-shaped object in orbit, sparking fears of, quote, secret kinetic weapons system. Now, look, folks. The story is a fuzzy object picture close to the ISS, the International Space Station, could be an orbital super weapon. And there was footage captured from the ISS, ostensibly capturing this object from the ISS. And it could be a proof of a secret orbital weapon. Of course, they've got weaponry. Steve Quayle and others have been talking about our weapon system being advanced 50 plus years than what we know. We saw this with a B-1 bomber in the bomber series that we have. Look, folks, we have the big takeaway from this is the globalist cooperation here. Do you think for a moment that this is just either America, China, or the U.S.? If it's on the ISS, it's going to be a global initiative that all countries know about this that are involved in the ISS. And that makes it even more serious because when you look at the globalist nature of what we're going through, now it's space. And, put it all together. And understand that we are looking at, time is short. Just time is short. That's all. The hourglass is, it's almost out of sand. And it shows it. I mean.
Yeah.
It's a space weapon and, it's kinetic, perhaps. Now the UK article does go into the, grainy images on the moon, pyramid-like structures on the moon, but
yeah, and there,
make that of you, you know.
Interesting videos out there that show the ISS capturing certain images coming into view, then they switch camera views or turn off the cameras.
It usually
goes
black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eric, obviously, he's been seeing these and monitoring these, and I know Stan has, and I have, anytime I see him pop up, and you know, there is stuff out there. There is interdimensional beings. And I have been talking about what's been going on in the sky for a long time. It's still happening.
You know, one thing that's really interesting, And again, you have to understand, folks, that we are a lot more advanced than people claim that we are, the officials claim that we are. Consider this, the footage from the International Space Station. Now just take a moment to think about this. ISS footage shows the vehicle a U.S. Navy SEAL was riding in when a terrorist group killed him. Okay, Charles Keating IV from Phoenix, Arizona, was killed earlier this month during an ISIS attack.
Okay, now explain that again.
Okay.
ISIS killed the U.S. Navy SEAL.
I'm kidding. International Space Station. That's ISIS. Okay. Do you get my play on...
Okay.
Do you get my... Do you think...
International Space Station is...
Well, I get it, but okay, it's a poor attempt at humor. It fell short. But anyway, what's not humorous is ISIS footage, seriously, does show the vehicle the U.S. Navy SEAL was riding in when terror group killed him. This also from the Mirror, the UK Mirror. It's a sad story. It's real. I didn't mean to make an attempt at humor improperly here. But ISIS released a video showing the vehicle that a U.S. Navy SEAL died in while fighting the terror group in Iraq. And Charles Keating from Phoenix, Arizona, was killed earlier when ISIS staged a series of attacks. And the reason I bring this up at this point, we have, and I guess this is what I really, not I guess, this is what I was really trying to put my focus on. Think of the world as a casino. You walk into a casino, nearly every square inch of that casino is under video surveillance.
No, every square inch is
multiple layers of... Right. My question to you, we do have the International Space Station. We've got satellites. We've got drones. We've got all of this equipment. Tell me why and how, given our superiority, how we are able to, or how we're not able, or how we're not able to protect our own in this case. Okay,
how do we lose planes?
Yes, there it is, and I don't believe we did. And then we get mocked, you know, Flight 804 missing 804 days after MH370. We get mocked because the numbers are being played with. You see, I guess I'm looking at this from the vantage point of saying, my goodness, this to me, whether it's orbiting satellites or drones or whatever, this is, yet we, those very drones and satellites and the surveillance, they're turned on the American people. They're turned on to the American people. Maybe that's the answer, I guess. But and ISIS too. And please understand, ISIS. That name is not by accident.
Let's go back to the phone. We're going to go to Lars in California, then Tim in Michigan. Lars, you're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report. Good to hear from you.
Doug, Joe, happy to hear from you guys, and thank you for your hospitality, letting us talk to you guys, to the people in the body of Christ, and even those that are lost. I'm on a prayer hike right now, so I'm going up a hill, but it's interesting. A lady mentioned restore. The other lady mentioned, or that gentleman mentioned about hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to Psalm 144, verse 1, Joe, and read that.
All right, Psalm.
And the word restore, I'm asking God to give us a mighty touch of restoration in Jesus' name.
144, verse 1?
Yes, sir.
A Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight.
Amen. And where is this mark supposed to be that the enemy wants to put in us? In our hand, possibly?
In our right hand, so that, and our forehead.
Yeah. And then in the spirit of Elijah is the spirit of restoration. You know, Jesus said, you know, Elijah must come first to restore all things. And that spirit of the Holy Spirit and him are still here. still raining on high, still changing us, you know, glory to glory. Psalm Isaiah 42 says, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law, make it honorable, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore. That's Isaiah 42, 21 through 22. And that's what I've been walking in, guys, is restoration. And just to the listeners, to pay attention to your dreams like never before. I had some dreams that have manifested and come true. One of them was on Sunday in San Diego with two people in ministry. And I can just tell you, and I ask God that your wealth and your benefits from Psalm 103 would be upon Doug and Joe and his family of ministry. And I ask God a special touch upon Doug with your sweetness so that nothing can stand that is in contrary of you, Lord Jesus. That we would be battle axes against what's here, not coming, but what's here. And I want to encourage your listeners. I mean, today, I just take the ministry everywhere I go, and I just go up to people and ask them, hey, can I pray for you? And I'll just tell you two quick ones, guys. And if you don't get excited about this, God's going to move on. He said he's given us power over all devils to cure diseases, preach the gospel, and heal the sick. Luke 9, 1 and 2. That's a simple one. And we all need to do that. That's not something special to me. That's for all of us. But two quick ones. I was at the store today. A gentleman was next to me. His left arm had a bandage from shoulder all the way down to his wrist. And I said to him, did you get burned? And he said, yeah. And he told me that he was out, you know, having fun with the guys, and he tripped and he fell into a fire pit. Got second and third degree burns. He goes, I need to get, you know, go back to work in 4 days. I said, could I pray for you? He said, absolutely. So I prayed for him, and I asked, there's going to be a lot of people on that lady that called in. Man, just start praying. If you haven't been praying, start praying now in Jesus' name. And then I prayed for a gentleman 30 minutes later at the grocery store. He was in a wheelchair. He'd been sick since 2001, some strange disease. I asked him if I could pray for him. And I said, Lord, what do you want to do? He says, give him a hug. So, Doug, I give you a hug in the name of Jesus. Joe, I give you a hug in the name of Jesus. We have got to be courageous and contagious with what we're here. And we don't need to debate. You know, we're going to be out of here, whatever. We're here. And, like, we've just got to occupy. And so, to the body of Christ, the body of Messiah, rise up, rise up, rise up, and be battle axes. Because the glory and the fire and the peace and the joy and the kindness and the fruitness of the Holy Spirit is going to do amazing things. And the enemy knows that. And that's why we got to get in their face. Hey, Doug, guess what? I'm an LGBT-er. I'm an LGBT-er. You know what that is? Lord God, bring truth. Hallelujah.
God bless you,
Lars. Save there, Lars.
I love you guys. Take care.
See you later, bud.
Have a good night.
Thanks,
Ed. All right, let's go to Tim in Michigan. Tim, thanks for holding. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman.
Yeah, and by the way, we do take these calls in the order in which they were received. A lot of calls piling up. So,
Tim, you're live.
Yes. Stan Dale last night moved me by what he was saying. There was something in his voice that kind of shook me. Basically, he was telling about what he's discovered, and people are just saying, oh, yeah, so? He's like, I'm showing you God exists. Did you guys get that from him? Stan just, and I love listening to him, but something in his voice said, boy, things are getting desperate.
Yeah, when I asked him about, you know, when he talked about how no media was willing or cared to cover, you know, some of the discoveries, especially the crater discoveries, and when he and I asked him why, and he mentioned that the time period, it might put it in a much closer time period, 4,000 years rather than 150,000 years, that hit home with me, because why else wouldn't they, you know, this is a science-based Earth. I mean, this is what they live and die by, science in their own, you know, world. And we know that science exists inside of God's parameters. It's not something that we're not here by chance. Evolution is not science, and their science is usually junk science. But Stan's science is not only science, it is proving the Bible exists and is accurate step of the way, everything that he does. And yes, it's very exciting to see Stan and the progression in his work. He's a genius in my eyes, and I think there's a lot more he's got to come out before we're through hearing from him.
Also, Doug was mentioning about mind control. Revelation 18:23, the last paragraph. For the merchants were the great men of the earth. Not the leaders, not the political leaders, not the kings, the merchants were the great men of the earth. And through their sorceries were all nations deceived. It's through sorcery mind control is taking place. And it's through the merchants, not our leaders.
And well, yeah, the merchants are the money backers who put up the puppets, which are our leaders, quote unquote, but they are just controlled.
But it's the merchants that are deceiving the earth. And I, just one other thing, that maybe you guys, this is something that always interests me also in Revelation 17, verse 8, and it's when it's talking about the beast, but you jump down. And it says, the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. What I take from that is that the names that were not written in the book has already been written. Your name, my name, it's already been recorded. Do you take
I think God being omnipresent and well above time and space, that can happen, yes, but I think we're getting into an argument a debate about, go ahead.
I don't know that it's so much of a debate when it says all the world marveled whose names were not written the Lamb's Book of Life. That means that we were, as we were created, those chosen of the Lord have been not only chosen, but we can, and it also says, you know, you can be blotted out of the Book of Life too, the Scripture. So it does change, but there are those two sides that we see, the separation, those that are the elect, the righteous, and those that are not. And I think we need use that to not only re-examine our walk with the Lord, but we need to pray for those that are on the other side of that.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Have a good night yourself.
Before moving on, folks, Obama right now, look, he's doing everything in his power to destroy America before he leaves office. It's kind of like, you know,
getting foreclosed on it.
Yeah, you just destroy the place. You burn it down, burn it to the ground. Well, Obama right now, apparently, he feels that, you know, we owe Charlie some payback. He's been in Vietnam for last 3 days, all right. Well, look, he's trying to force feed the TPP, the Pacific Rim Trade Deal, down the throats of the American people, and this is big news. Understand what this Marxist renegade. See, this goes back, the trade deal, the TPP, especially the TPP. Goes back to, where does Obama's allegiance lie? Where does it exist? It exists not in America. This does not have America. This is not in America's best interest. You see, Obama, the citizen of the world, the pedigree of none, All right. This is what we're seeing now. When all of you conservative Republican people out there who said, hey, don't focus on Obama's birth certificate because that makes you look like a conspiracy kook nut job. Well, no, what it is his allegiance. Where is his allegiance to? I'll tell you, it's not to America. And it has everything to do with his background. You see, he's force-feeding this TPP down the throats of every American. And guess what? The Congress is just rolling over go ahead. We're going to take it. Give it to us, baby. We're going to take it.
I don't know if you saw this story, but Clinton, this is from Breitbart, Clinton releases plan to dissolve U.S. border within 100 days. And she goes through this Clinton's examination. The campaign promises reveals that Republicans who are willing to thwart Trump in favor of Clinton will be complicit in electing a president who will be about to complete the possibly irreversible dissolution of our nation's borders. A review of Clinton's stated positions on the issue suggests she's the most extreme candidate ever to run for the presidency in wanting to dismantle the U.S. immigration law.
Right.
During one of her first actions in office.
Look, she's a communist through and through. Okay. If you understand the Clintons as they came up from through the power structure, her position in the Nixon White House, or the prosecution of Nixon back in the early 70s, the Rose Law Firm, Bill Clinton's globalist ties,
and
the BCCI.
Tom Horn said, you know, the Babylon work working. He talked about, and Paul McGuire's talked about this, about the Jack Parsons
and the JPL and Aleister Crowley and
the satanic ritual calling the harlot Babylon in 1947 through sex magic
and she was born in 47.
Exactly. That was the point that was made.
Could she be the illegitimate spawn?
Could she be the woman who rides the beast? Is what Tom said.
The beast that rides the beast. I held the beast.
All right, we're going to go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, we got a few minutes left.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, as far as America is concerned, I think that America will go on for another 70 to 100 years. We will be communist Cuba. If you want to know America's future, study communist Cuba. That is our future. And Obama's greasing the skids for this, and personally, I pretty much retired off of mainstream talk shows as far as calling them in, because I think it's a waste of time. I think the people that listen to talk radio, including myself, are 45 years and over, and the listeners are dying pretty much, and myself, I'm getting prepared for the coming civil war that's coming to America. I mean, and you see it. I mean, gang stalking, which happened under the Obama administration, the surveillance state, the taking away of our rights, the transgenderism. All that is a softening up of our country. This is, if you read the defectors, like Yuri Bezimov, basically you're seeing a softening up of America. We are in pre-communist America. I mean, this stuff has not hit home yet. It's just as simple as that. And to me, I think a lot of people are, I think a lot of good people are keeping people on the edge of their seats, when in fact this country will go on for another 100 to 200 years, except we won't be under America. We'll be under Russia, China, and the Middle East. What do you think, guys? Hello?
Well, there is a very real possibility that we could suffer economic collapse. We could have nations invade our country, as the premise of the movie Armageddon talks about the EMP, the likelihood of an EMP disaster, where that would create.
Hell, we're already invaded.
Yeah.
But you see, guys, before I get off the air, you don't see the tanks on the streets. You don't see American skin taken to concentration camps. You don't see people starving in the streets. I love you guys, but the thing is, if you look at the Depression, you've seen people in long soup lines going for a bowl of soup or bread lines in the Soviet Union. We don't have the bread lines yet. But when
No, we do. Jeff, we do. You just don't see it because they use the EBT cards, okay?
And they're record high.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do have a point there, but what I'm saying is you don't see people literally starving. I mean, like you see in the Soviet Union. I mean, my city of Boston has been bombed once, but you see the stuff that is coming, I believe will happen when Trump becomes president. The powers to be are floating Obama up. When we really get nailed really, 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 really hard, worse than 9/11, I believe it will happen when Trump becomes president.
Wait a second. You're not a fan of Trump, I take it?
Well, no. I love Trump. I'm going to vote for him. But the powers to be, I mean, Obama's a foreigner. The Muslims absolutely love this guy. They want to have this guy have a legacy. So they're waiting until he gets out of office and then attack and then really bring America down when Trump gets into office if he becomes president.
Right. Yeah. Why attack now when you got one of your own running things?
Exactly. Milk it for what it's worth. It's just as simple as that. If Hillary gets in there, it's just a longer slide to hell. But when Trump gets in there, that's when they'll use the gunpowder on this country. I mean, that's when they'll collapse everything. That's when you'll see basically the third world apocalypse, not the zombie apocalypse, not all the sensationalism, but what you see in Venezuela. Pat Robertson even said on his program that America will become like Venezuela.
Absolutely. Yep.
No, the program is almost over, but I will say this. In Cuba, you can't even talk in your own house. You have the snitch culture. I mean, all this stuff with gang stalking, it has to do with the East German Stasi, and in Cuba, you have the Rapid Response Brigade that would beat you practically to death if you say anything bad against Fidel Castro. We're not there yet. You're seeing the tree budding. That's all you're seeing. I mean, the tree has not fully matured yet. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but you see, when we get hit with a nuclear weapon, then we become a third world country. When we get hit with an EMP that takes out everything, then we become a third world country. When we have an economic collapse where bread is $100 a loaf, then we are a third world country. But we're not there yet.
No, but I'll tell you something. While you're waiting for that EMP or that nuclear bomb, Jeff, I got to tell you, look around you because you're seeing the erosion of our rights, the erosion of our lifestyle, the erosion of our communities take place right before our very eyes. And see, this is a problem, not with you, Jeff, but others who are, the mouth open, agape, looking skyward. Okay, when's it coming? Look around you. It's here to the, now, correct, not to the extent you're referring to, but the takedown is in progress, and while people are waiting for that big explosion above their heads, they're failing to see the little explosions all around them. But you're correct.
What you're seeing is you're seeing the little cracks in the foundation, and they're starting to crack, but you see the powers that be will hold it together till Obama gets out of office. That's what I believe will be the likely scenario. When Trump gets in, then they'll let everything go. I mean, one time didn't have any food because of a deal that they made. That's what it's going to be like. When you go to the supermarket and you see one loaf of crappy bread, like in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Jeff, we're at the end of the...
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
All right, brother. Thank you. You know, for all the callers on the line, Dave, Tanya, Richard, Mark, sorry. We are so sorry. We're out of time. Thank you. Call in next time. And we're
quick
so
announcement.
Sorry. Yes.
Today's the last day to register for Paul McGuire's Paradise Mountain Church meeting.
Tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, tomorrow the 26th. Night.
Okay. Just to let you know, go to paulmcguire.us. If you do want to register, it's free.
Please.
And attend
that. Yes. I want to thank Global Star Radio Network. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Please pass along our program to others. Let's make your voice heard all across the world through our platform. May God bless each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.